This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, this is Sefer Gresham. I'm the mentor in residence at the George Washington University. And in addition, I'm the chief strategy and operations officer at SeedSpot. SeedSpot is an early stage social impact incubator. We run a network of incubators in cities such as Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Santa Barbara, Philadelphia, and a few others.
Sefer, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, at the George Washington University, as a mentor in residence, which is the same concept as the entrepreneur in residence, I'm a resource for all the students that have an entrepreneurial idea or are actually launching a business at the George Washington University. Throughout the year, I schedule office hours so that every individual that has an inkling of an idea or is actually, like I said, like working to grow an existing business has an opportunity to meet with me and actually gain some mentorship and advice on how to best grow and scale their business.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, so this is a great question. And one of the challenges that I often see is the willingness for an individual with an idea to actually come out and start validating and talking about it and even taking that first step. When an entrepreneur, especially maybe a freshman or sophomore at George Washington University, is thinking about an idea, you know, oftentimes it's like they kick it around with their friends in their dorm room. But then when it's time to take it to the next level, it's like, well, where do we go now? And that's exactly where the, you know, mentor in residence kind of concepts comes into place, is where we're set and we're able to help the individuals kind of determine the next steps. Just last week, I met with an individual who was like, hey, I'm from Puerto Rico. I have this idea. I don't even know, like, I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it. Where do I go from here? And by coming in to and spending about an hour with me, we actually walk through how to validate the potential kind of market demand for what the student was working on, and how to look at and think about customer validation, and how to start interviewing customers, and how to start looking at the competitive landscape. So just at the very bare bones of like, what's the actual opportunity? And then starting to do a feasibility analysis. Previous to the meeting, the student was not exactly sure, like even if this was even a good idea or even how to explore it. So that was like just getting individuals to come and take advantage and then explore their ideas is a huge challenge. And this is a huge challenge, not only at a university, but actually kind of more broadly. I think in a recent study, entrepreneurship in youth is down 36% nationally, according to the Kauffman Foundation. Since 1976 or 1977, entrepreneurship has fallen 74%. And that's a really alarming statistic when we think about, you know, entrepreneurship in general in the U.S. and how it's the backbone driver of our economic growth and competitiveness. But even more importantly, it's the backbone of how we solve important societal problems. So in my role, I really focus on social enterprise and helping entrepreneurs that have a big idea to change anything from climate change to creating, you know, decreasing maternal mortality rates in some of the most at-risk communities. So idea is a big, just like coming up with the idea and then figuring out like how to put one foot in front of the other, big challenge. On the success side, the success, I mean, selfishly, it's kind of seeing the founders that I've been working with pitch on stage at like the new venture competition at GW, or, you know, seeing them actually out growing and scaling their business. I mean, that's a huge like personal kind of success, even playing a small part of just having that first meeting and seeing how they have the true grit and resiliency to then take that idea to the next stage. That's a big, to me, that's a huge success. For the entrepreneurs, you know, I think success really looks a little bit differently. It's both validating an idea or making sure that an idea, that they don't waste time, money, and resources by, you know, not spending all the capital that they've raised working in a side hustle while they're at school, or even as an alumni, you know, that they don't waste all their money, because they mitigate the potential risk for failure, or they fail early through mentorship in residence and entrepreneur in residence. It's often not a thing that we talk about, is how we help students not only validate ideas, but also kind of come to conclusions that maybe, hey, let's focus on the next idea.
What advice would you like to share with other entrepreneurs in residence?
Yeah, so building off of some of the biggest challenges and successes, some of the advice that I love to share is, you know, one, be open to all ideas. Come with the best intentions to support. And I think when working with so many different ideas and having such a wide variety of diversity of thought at universities, and in other scenarios where there's entrepreneurs in residence, it's easy to get inundated with, oh, well, that's never going to work, or that's going to work. Well, you know, so first is really come with the sole intention to support and be open to new ideas. The second piece is meet your potential mentees and entrepreneurs that you're supporting where they're needed. Oftentimes I've seen or heard from entrepreneurs that have said, hey, like, yeah, I came with this problem that I really wanted help solving, and I left with a litany of other things I should be working on. And I think that's a really good and valuable piece, but also making sure that helping the entrepreneurs where they feel their stumbling blocks are, because at the end of the day, our jobs as entrepreneurs in residence and mentors in residences is to really build up the entrepreneurial self-efficacy, because the founders that we're working with aren't always going to be there, or they're not always going to have the support of the entrepreneur in residence or residents or a mentor in residence. And maybe they'll build up their own mentor pool, which hopefully they do. But it's about equipping them with their own knowledge and self-efficacy to take an idea forward.
Where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, so there's a variety of different places, such as this podcast, but also, you know, if you find your local university, community college, and even a different venture capital firm or angel investment group, they typically have an entrepreneur in residence. And some of the best ways to learn about entrepreneurs in residence is actually go and meet with one, set up an appointment. Most universities actually allow non-affiliated individuals to take advantage of their entrepreneurs in residence. So really that's a first best way to start and launch and grow your idea, but also to learn more about entrepreneurs in residence.
Well, thanks for speaking.
Yeah. This was super fun. And like, if anybody has any questions that's listening to this, feel free to reach out to me. Again, my primary role is with SeedSpot. We're a national early stage social impact incubator. And then also, I'm obviously at the George Washington University. And if I can ever be of assistance, or if you have an idea to launch a business, take it, launch it, grow it, and I would love to support on your entrepreneurial journey.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.